Chapter 36.
Come to our aid, O sovereign God of the universe, and put all the nations in dread of you. Raise your hand against the heathen, that they may realize your power. As you have used us to show them your holiness, so now use them to show us your glory. Thus they will know, as we know, that there is no God but you. Give new signs and work new wonders. Show forth the splendor of your right hand and arm. Rouse your anger, pour out your wrath, humble the enemy, scatter the foe. Hasten the day and remember the appointed time when your mighty deeds are to be proclaimed. Let raging fire consume the fugitive, and your people's oppressors meet destruction. Crush the heads of the hostile rulers who say, "There is no one besides me." Gather all the tribes of Jacob, that they may inherit the land as of old. Show mercy to the people called by your name, Israel, whom you have named your firstborn. Take pity on your holy city, Jerusalem, your dwelling place. Fill Zion with your majesty, your temple with your glory. Give evidence of your deeds of old. Fulfill the prophecies spoken in your name. Reward those who have hoped in you, and let your prophets be proved true. Hear the prayer of your servants according to your goodwill towards your people. Thus it will be known to the very ends of the earth that you are the God of the ages.
The throat can swallow any food, yet some foods are more agreeable than others. As the palate tests meat by its savor, so does a keen mind insincere words. A deceitful character causes grief, but an experienced man can turn the tables on him. Though any man may be accepted as a husband, yet one girl will be more suitable than another. A woman's beauty makes her husband's face light up, for it surpasses all else that charms the eye. And if, in addition, her speech is soothing, his lot is beyond that of mortal men. He who acquires a wife gets his best possession, a helpmate, and a pillar of support. A vineyard with no hedge will be overrun. A man with no wife becomes a homeless wanderer. Who will trust an armed band that shifts from city to city, or a man who has no nest but lodges where night overtakes him?